welcome back to another episode of Locked and Binging with your host, Drea. So, yeah, I know, obviously, I did not have the podcast ready for y'all. I'm sorry. But, yeah, last night, I don't know what happened. It's been a stressful week. So, today when yesterday, when I got home, I literally did what I needed to do. Got in my bed and turned movies on. I ate a lot of food and then I just sat in my bed. I was fine. We all were chilling and then all of a sudden I was just knocked out. I guess I needed that sleep. I don't know. But like I said, it's been a hard fucking week, okay? And I always say that about my job because that job is very stressful on certain days. But like, this fucking week is that took the place of everything. It was just fucking awkward and crazy. Shit was just hitting the fan every goddamn day. You hear me? Every day. Every day. And when you work in an environment with literally just women, it's not all peaches and cream. It's just not. It's hard sometimes. Shit was just, it was just difficult. Okay, it was just mad difficult. So I'm very sorry that I did not have this together for y'all. But here we go. Obviously, I asked a question of the week. And we are actually on week 10. It's insane that we're actually on week 10. That's crazy as hell. Anyway, the question that I asked this week was, what is the list you had for yourself to accomplish by the age of 25? Have your goals changed? Someone said, marriage, 2 kids, and a big house. Yeah, those goals changed. 25 is young as fuck. Now that we're almost 30. LOL. Damn. You gotta put me out there like that. We ain't gotta talk about that. I'm just saying. Someone else said, married, at least 1 kid, established in my career. / now that I'm older, I've realized I needed time to establish myself financially and I needed time to find a career I actually enjoyed. I think my perspective has changed in a way that now I am focused on finances and my own happiness rather than meeting the check marks I had lined up for myself. I did get married and had a child. However, I'm still not established in a career. I feel that completely. I feel that. And somebody just sent in, that's how I hear it, because they didn't even take the time. They was like, fucking list? Yeah, all right. Whatever. Yeah, I had a list. Like, my list was that I wanted a house and my own car, which I've had for a long time. My car. Yeah. Maybe a kid. I'm not really too sure. I really just wanted to be further than what I am right now. I wanted to be a musician, which I am. I'm just not a famous musician. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still a musician. I make music. I sing. I do whatever the fuck I feel like doing. But it's not established. My list was literally, I think, at the time I was dating my fiance right now, so it was just, it might have been like that, like a house, marriage, kids, whatever, but not in that order. At one point in my life, I wanted 6 children. I don't know what I was thinking. I look at my kids now, it's like 15 between the two of them. I don't know. Mm-mm. 6 of them? I don't know what kind of drugs that I was, that no. I think that my nieces set me up for failure because they were so good. But again, they were not my kids. So they came to me when, I don't know, because like they looked at me more like their sister than anything. So maybe that's why I didn't mind them. But I can't imagine myself having no damn 6 kids right now. That'd be crazy. And then not to mention the money that I make, it's just not enough. It's not enough for me. I've said this before. I need like a $5,000 paycheck. I just don't know how I would even manage to get that without like killing myself at a job. And then I wouldn't even get the $5,000 because I would be taxed out the ass. So yeah, that's just crazy. No. I'm 27 now, about to be 28. And I have a podcast. I just paid off my car a couple months ago. I do not have a house. My savings account is not where I want it to be, but it's getting there. Yeah, I mean, I have two kids. I have a fiance. I don't know when the hell we're going to get married, but I got that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm living a good life, but at the same time, I'm pretty good. I'm not, like, famous or selling my body parts, nothing like that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I've been thinking about it. But, yeah. I don't know. Shit is just, it's different. It's different from when they were, you know, like, back in 1950s and stuff like that. Like, it's different. We got different shit. Not everybody has the same opportunities as they think that we do. They say, oh, work harder. You'll get here. Work this way. Work that way. It doesn't work like that. Some people get to the top in different ways. Different times, whatever. Some people just, they're just lucky. So, I don't know. But other than that, I've seen a few things on Google that I'm not understanding why they're on my Google. But the solar eclipse is coming April 8th, I believe, at 11:14 a.m. Don't miss that. It's only in certain states. I don't know what state they're in, where it's going to be. I think it starts in Mexico and ends somewhere else. But enjoy that. There's some schools that are going to be closed for some reason. Strange. But they're going to be closed because I don't know if that ever happened to me. I don't remember our fucking school ever closing no damn solar eclipse. What's going to happen? Are we all going to turn crazy? I don't understand. Dumb. I also saw that Bath and Body Works is selling us wallflowers and the shit's fucking exploding. But, I mean, I don't know. That's probably old news. I have no idea. I don't buy wallflowers, but the air wicks too. They get hot, and we should know that. When you put something, you plug something in the wall that gives off scent, right? You cannot expect that it's not getting hot and it's not going to burn shit. Don't plug it in the wall and then put your laundry basket next to it. Even if it's by accident, don't ever have it fucking covered. Are you dumb? It makes no sense. Who is doing that? Nobody. I am still reading the same book. Since that challenge has ended, I've lost my motivation. I don't know if it's because, like, I don't know. I just don't have, like, a competition going on. But at the same time, I'm just tired. Work is tiring. Life, tiring. And we're going on, what, week two or whatever? Lyndon had his birthday. We were supposed to go and do these things, whatever. It just keeps getting, like, pushed off. So now I'll probably do it next week because now the weather outside is disgusting. And for some reason, my car windows were open and the sunroof, so it was, like, drenched in there. That's fun. I am thinking about getting another car, but I want to pay off my debt first, which I still fucking have. I'm actually doing so good. I've been going into stores and only buying the necessities and not looking at anything else. So I'm proud of that. I haven't got nothing. Oh no, I've been doing good. I feel like finances too. It's when you get upset about shit and you have, like, no way to, like, release your anger, you go shopping. Especially when you're a woman, you go shopping. And if you're not shopping, what you doing? Screaming? Because that's it. Or you go on vacation, but some people don't have literal time for that, PTO time for that, to be going on vacation. But I might go on vacation. I don't know when. I don't know how. But one day, somewhere. Also, this is probably the last thing I'm going to say. If you watch 911, how pissed off were you when that first fucking episode came on and not diddly shit that happened in that fucking preview, that trailer, happened? Because I was mad. Mad as hell. I'm still mad because I watched the second episode yesterday and the way that they ended it. Nobody got time. What are y'all doing? Why are we doing this? Is this the last season? Is that why you're dragging it out? This show is so good. I don't understand why we're doing that. It makes no sense. Yeah, I don't know. Next week it should be a lot better. I should not be doing this in the middle of the day doing my podcast because I'm used to that. And another reason that I do it on Friday night is because after my kids go to sleep, so much easier because they're awake and one of them is in here. But as always, that is this week's episode of Locked and Binging with your host Rhea. And new episodes come out on Saturday at 5 a.m. Probably not for now. It's probably going to be coming out whenever the hell I feel like it's going to come out. But it's going to come out on Saturday. I'm going to stick to that. Let it go out on that day. But yeah, new episodes come out on Saturdays, whatever time. Thanks for listening.